This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What went wrong? That's what lawmakers will want to know as they hear today from former U.S. Capitol security officials for the very first time about the massive law enforcement failures on January 6th as rioters attacked the building. The AP's Julie Walker.
Three of the four testifying today resigned under pressure immediately after the deadly attack, including the former head of the Capitol Police. Lawmakers want to know just how much did law enforcement agencies know about plans for violence that day, many of which were public. How did the agencies share that information, and how could the Capitol Police have been so unprepared for a violent insurrection that was organized online in plain sight? So far, more than 230 people have been arrested in connection with the attack that killed five. I'm Julie Walker.
COVID-19 has killed more than 500,000 people in this country, and President Biden led a national moment of silence to honor their memory.
The president says he felt he knew all those the virus claimed over the past year.
We often hear people described as ordinary Americans. There's no such thing. There's nothing ordinary about them. The people we lost were extraordinary.
More than just a number.
We remember each person and the life they lived.
Before stepping out of the White House for a candlelit moment of silence to honor the dead, the president urged Americans to have hope.
This nation will smile again. This nation will know sunny days again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now that we're all spending more time at home, sales of home supplies are, well, going through the roof. Home Depot is reporting sales of more than $132 billion in 2020. That's billion with a B. Gas prices are going up. It's $2.64 a gallon this morning. A month ago, it was 24 cents cheaper. This is AP News. Boeing recommending that airlines ground all 777 jets that have the type of engine that blew apart over Denver. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The United Airlines flight was a Boeing 777 powered by a Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine. Aviation expert Joe Schwederman at DePaul University says this was a serious malfunction.
The blades of the engine not only be compromised, but to detach and fly and hit the ground. In fact, in an urbanized area.
And he believes it should have been caught before the jet ever took off.
Maintenance and inspection crews apparently missed something. It appears to be a compounding problem, just repeated use that should have been caught in inspection.
Boeing says the jet should be grounded until the FAA sets up an inspection regime. The 241 people on the flight escaped injury as the plane made an emergency landing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.